But it's just it's a project that is, I suppose, is part of our ongoing commitment to sustainability and the decarbonisation and aligning with the government's climate action plans for 2024. And then in collaboration with the SEAA, which is providing 50% of the funding for this project, we have a ground-mounted solar array which is to be installed at St Joseph's Community Hospital in Stranorler. This solar array is part of a larger solar PV initiative which has been rolled out across 5 community hospitals in Donegal, all classified as significant energy users. And the roadmap targets these facilities to achieve significant energy and carbon emission savings. The solar array at St Joseph's is expected to generate approximately 50,000 kilowatt hours of renewable energy annually, and this will result in significant savings each year while simultaneously avoiding over 20 tonnes of carbon emissions. And the array is anticipated to be commissioned in the first quarter of 2025.
And I suppose the, in addition to St Joseph's, the solar, similar solar PV arrays are being erected in Carndonagh, Donegal Town, Dunloe, Killybegs. How important is it now that we take these steps in reducing our carbon footprint?
Well, it's very important, I suppose, as part of the government initiatives. That's what we're trying to achieve. You know, as you say, in addition to St Joseph's, we have similar roof-mounted solar PV arrays installed at the community hospitals in Carndonagh, Donegal Town, Dunloe and Killybegs. We are constantly reviewing our building stock, and we have identified our most significant energy users, and we are of a rolling shallow retrofit and deep retrofit of existing HSE properties to try and get in line with our climate action requirements.
And how do you expect these installations, how do you see that working long term, and how do you hope it will benefit the environment for local communities?
Well, obviously it's reducing our requirement for fossil fuels. You know, that's, you know, we're providing our own sustainable energy source and moving away from oil and gas, I suppose, is making us more sustainable going forward.